Legal marijuana in New Jersey has seen a huge amount of sales and the fast expansion of locations where it can be purchased. You heard right, an industry in New Jersey that's growing in size, not just the product. But just like with every entrepreneurship and business, the more guidance and direction, the faster goals can be achieved. And that's a role the company my first guest heads plays. He is the founder and CEO of 420 Property, Ryan George. How are you today, Ryan?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Good to have you here to talk more about this, especially, as I said, it's odd to say a growth industry in New Jersey, literally and figuratively, but that's what legal marijuana has become now. By the way, Ryan's website, learn more about what we are about to talk about here. The number is 420property.com, 420property.com. So talk about what it is that you are focusing on. What is 420 Property all about?
So 420 Property, in short, is a marketplace for compliant cannabis properties. You know, myself, my background is real estate as a broker, and I had some clients that needed these types of special properties, and I kept running into roadblocks. And you know, I had this idea of what if there was a marketplace that took the legwork out of finding compliant cannabis properties, and then, you know, fast forward a couple of years and 420 Property was born.
And when you look at, you know, regulations being what they are, always excessive, add to this with the legal marijuana market, literally community to community, there's no consistency in the variances and in the permit process. There's a lot of differences. So I can imagine finding an acceptable and authorized illegal property is challenging for somebody. So you're providing quite the service.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as you mentioned, I mean, the laws and regulations, they actually vary from not just state to state, but jurisdiction to jurisdiction. So if you go, you know, one city municipality over, it's going to be an entirely set of rules as the neighboring city. And, you know, they may be more restrictive or less restrictive, but, I mean, it makes the finding the properties all that more difficult.
I'm thinking, too, we've seen in New Jersey, and because we've been rated the worst for business overall for a few years now, that a lot of businesses have pulled out. So you can visit any city and town, you'll find empty storefronts, empty malls at this point, all over the place. Is this becoming a solution to that? I guess that they call it urban blight, empty storefronts. Are we seeing this as a solution to that situation now?
I would say it might provide a little bit of easing to the pain, but I wouldn't say it's a 100% solution. I would say that you'll start seeing cannabis stores and cities that are cannabis friendly, but the regulations from city to city quite haven't been released yet. So it's really hard to say if there's going to be an abundance of stores in New Jersey or if there is going to be a limited number.
You look at the trends. I mean, the first month, at the time, the smaller number, there's 16 dispensaries now, but the initial start, the few that had been authorized were doing sales of $5 million a week. It's already estimated New Jersey will be the third largest contributor to overall legal marijuana sales in the nation by 2026. So that's going to be uplifting for your outlook as far as, you know, it's all about the trends, certainly not the here and now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, with any new market, we are very excited, especially with a state like New Jersey. I mean, your population's nearing 9 million people, and your land mass is very small compared to some of the larger states with similar population. So that presents a huge opportunity for, you know, cannabis operators to be able to capitalize on that market and, you know, operate more efficiently. But it all depends on how much regulatory burdens are placed on operating in New Jersey, and if the governments are going to be welcoming cannabis businesses with open arms.
Ryan George, who's the founder and CEO of 420 Property, and the number is 420property.com is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Yeah, we sort of see a mix of that, Ryan, because on one side we have the state just announcing this past week that medical marijuana through these dispensaries will now be exempt from the state sales tax. But then you look again with so many variables, community to community, you can have a town council in favor of it, a mayor against it, or vice versa, and that just stops any progress going forward. So for someone who was looking at this as an opportunity, and there are almost 50 applications just recently approved, which is just the start of the process, give someone a verbal guidance about when they go to 420property.com, what do they find, what do they have to do?
Well, I think the first step in any process for opening a cannabis business is trying to identify the type of business. Are you going to be a cultivator? Are you going to be a retailer? Are you going to be a processor? Are you going to be a distributor? And then once you have an idea of the business model that you're going to adopt, then, you have to start looking at each individual municipality you want to look in and start weighing, the pros and cons. Like, is there a local tax? Is there a city tax? What fees are you going to have? How friendly is the planning department? Is the planning department well-staffed? Are you going to be, if you submit your application to the local municipality, are you going to be waiting months and months? And then, once you decide where you're going to apply, then you go to 420property.com, you find a space, and then you begin your application process after you've secured a space that's compliant and you've checked with the city that you can operate the type of business you want to operate there. And then after that, it becomes somewhat of a waiting game while you're going through licensing and build out and meeting all the state and city's requirements to operate and open your doors.
By and large, have you seen any difficulty when it comes to things like financing and insurance? Because with financing, well, if a financial outlet doesn't want to get involved with a business like that or has objections, whatever the case may be, and with insurance, I can imagine, given the business and nature of the business that it is, the insurance might be a little bit on the steep side then too.
Yeah, so the financing and insurance are available in the space. You can actually find some of those solutions on 420property.com. But again, they're not market rate solutions. You're going to be paying a premium above your typical business insurance because of the additional risk. And with financing, cannabis is still federally illegal, and the banking system is a federal system. So it's hard to get access to banking. It's hard to get access to bank loans and financing, and some of the traditional financial products that a typical business owner might have access to.
Mentioned the new filings that took place recently. It was actually 46 new conditional licenses that rewarded. They included 22 cultivation licenses, 13 manufacturing, 11 retail, and 4 testing. And currently there are 16 active retail outlets throughout the state of New Jersey. Southern part of the state just received really their first influx of commercial presence regarding something that's, like I always say, too, with any type of polls, any type of business, it's not what is the here and now, but it's what the trend is all about. You look at the financial stats, you look at the application stats, there really is nowhere to go but up. So certainly to streamline it, this is something that's of interest to you, or if you just want to find out more about the mechanics of what is required for this, what we're seeing as an explosion of an industry in the state, 420property.com. It certainly sounded like your answer, 420property.com. We've been talking with the founder and CEO, Ryan George. Ryan, you've captured an idea and you see the potential of it. Congratulations for doing that and for helping people who want to be a part of it, for giving them some guidance and streamlining their efforts too. Thanks for being here.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me.